Aver, and we get up to Siman Shin Pei He, Din Sheila Shalom Be Aver. So over here, as we've been doing up to this point, look for the Makar, we move over to the Be'er Hagola. The Be'er Hagola points out, this is again that same Surya Moikot on Daf Tesvav HaMar Aleph, where we had the whole list of the Yisurei Avelus. Should start again? Everything okay? Okay. So, the makar of this Easter of Sheila Shalom, Maisi Lo Midiko Amar Le Rachmano Yecheskel Ha'anek Dom. Now, here we have this paradox. Yecheskel was basically told he should not be Nohek Nihuge Avelus, and so we learn what are the Nihuge Avelus from that which he was told to do that we shouldn't do. However, there were certain Nihugim that he was told, you know, that people would then ask him, I don't understand, what's going on over here? Why in certain areas are you Nohag Nihugi Avelus, certain areas not? And then he would be able to explain to them about Churban Habayit. So this area of Ha'anek Dom, that you should be totally silent, this is a Nihug Avelus, which Yecheskel was told to keep. And this is the Makar Sheha'avel Asur B'She'ilat Shalom. Namely, that the Avel should not be Shoel B'Shlom Acherim. And we see over here that there's a certain progression, but basically the bottom line is that that the Avel is only allowed L'Chatzilu to be Shoel B'Shlom Acherim Acherei Shiva. That during the Shiva, the Avel that should be silent, Ha'anek Dom, there's a chiyuv of shtika for 7 days, that he shouldn't say Shalom Aleichem to others. In terms of others asking Bishlomo, that is pointed out over here, Ein Acherim Shalim Bishlomo, if we're talking about a regular Avel for 30 days, and the Avel of V'imo Ad Yud Beis Chodesh. That's a separate halacha, that the Avel is not Sharui Bishalom. The Avil doesn't have an internal peace. He hasn't come to peace with his situation. And over Avil V'imo, he won't come to peace with his situation for a year. And so therefore, we have over here a lack of symmetry. For the Shiva, the Avil shouldn't say Shalom Aleichem to anyone else. For the period of Avelus of Shloshim or Yud Beis Chodesh, other people shouldn't say to him Shalom. The Ramban, in his Kisvei HaRamban al-Atar, quotes a braisa from the Avel Rabasi that served as a makor for a chiddush of the Orach HaShulchan. And Daf Ayin Hei, he quotes, Ein Shoalim Shalom Ze Laze V'Hameit Ba'ir. He quotes a braisa of Avel Rabasi that in a that in an area where there is a mace, then people in that town should not say shalom one to the other. And when you're dealing with a mini community, let's say like Grus is a mini community, so if someone in Grus was, that there had been a mace that was here, so in the vicinity of Grus, people should not say shalom one to the other. Not just a question of not saying shalom to the avel, or the avel shouldn't say to others, but even one to another, people should not say shalom in the vicinity of the mace. This Ramban is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch earlier. Hilchos Avelus begins Siman Shin Mem Beis. This is quoted in Siman Shin Mem Gimel. Mitzvahs Havayas HaMeis. So over there in Shin Mem Gimel Beis, Bikvar Katan, Ein Shoalim Shalom Ze Lazeh, Kishahames Ba'ir. Uhadin, when one is in a cemetery and you see a person you haven't seen for a while, you should walk over to him and say, Shalom Aleichem. This is an area of emes. The Orach HaShulchan, in two places, Al Atar over here in Siman Shin Pei He, and over there in Siman Shin Mem Gimel, understood that we have a halacha over here, not only of a Nihug Avelus for the Avel, but a din also in terms of Besa Avel. If you recall, we pointed out that in terms of Talmud Torah, aside from the Iser on the Avel to learn Torah for the 7 days, in Beis Avel, there's an inyan that Torah should not be learned. The exception being, Le'ilu Nishmas. But aside from that, Torah should not be learned the base of Avil. We pointed out that according to the Rav Kfiya Samita, we saw in the Gemara, it's not only the bed of the Avil, but all the beds in the house should be turned over. So Hu Hadin, this is the Orech HaShulchan Al Atar, that Sheila Shalom is a din base Avil, namely Halach Lamaisa, you're going to be Menachem Avil, and you meet someone there. You know, you're going to Menachem Avil of an old classmate from 40 years ago, and then you meet someone there who you also haven't seen for quite a while. So the most natural thing is to say Shalom Aleichem to this person you haven't seen. But according to the Orech HaShulchan, you shouldn't. Lo Shalim Shalom Zo Lazo. This is a din in Beit Avil. What exactly is Usser in terms of Sheila Shalom? So the Ramah Alatar at the end of Sif Aleph points out V'yesh Mekilim Ha'idna B'Sheila Shalom Ha'avel La'achar Shloshim, even though he's an Avel for Yud Beis Chodesh, Ve'in Tam Lahem Im Lo Shiyachaku Lomar Shezem Ashanachnu Nohagim Lo Mikri Sheila Shalom Shebi Yimeihem. In other words, that the fact that the Ramah saw that in his day people appeared to be mekel in this halacha, so he said maybe they don't view our Sheila Shalom, good morning, in other words, how you doing, that's not the Sheila Shalom that was spoken of. The Sheila Shalom that was spoken of was Shem Shalom. The name of Shalom is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to say, so since the classic greeting was Tzafra Tova, good morning, that would not be considered to be a problem of Sheilat Shalom. The Ramah feels that this is Ein Tam Lahem, that the Easter of Sheilat Shalom is not only using the name Shalom, but any greeting that would imply that you are concerned about the well-being of the individual you're speaking to. And Hu Adin, the Shach says, Be'emes Ein Zeta'am. That really we don't find, in other words, that Sheila Shalom is linked specifically to the name Shalom. However, in the Ber Hetev, in Sifkatan Beis, after bringing the Ramah and the Shach, he points out that the Ev Shalom are kaven the rov Sheilat Shalom Shalano Eino Ela Shamer Tzafra Tava Vize Mutar Sheino Sheila Shalom Mamosh Kidisim Vesiosif Barachayim Simon Pei Hei the Heviu Ashokhan Aruch Sham, that we have also an Iser of saying Shalom to someone before davening. That's a lack of proper protocol to greet someone else before davening. So over there, the Beis Yosef says, but simply to say to someone hello on the way to shul, that's not shalom. So there is a makar for saying that good morning is not considered to be sheila shalom. It's a machokis achronim over here. But this is one of the most difficult things to remember. You know, when you see an avel, you're used to, it's the most natural thing. We're used to greeting people. So not to say shalom when in the base of Avil, it's clear. I mean, you know, he's sitting Shiva on the floor. You're not going to say shalom to him. Even shloshim, you know, where it's one generally is still under the trauma of the Shiva that wasn't that long ago. But for Yud Beis Chodesh, to remember that, you know, when you get a phone call, from an Avil, not to say hello, not to say how are you doing. In other words, it requires a degree of focus. Yes.
Is it applies to all avelim or just avelim?
So for 30 days for all avelim and avivima for 12 months. Again, it's a one-way street. The avel is allowed to greet other people. Other people, in other words, because that's the Easter of Hanekdom, that's a din of Shiva. In terms of greeting the avel, that's Eino Shari B'Shalom, and that's as long as he's a gaver of an avel, we have the Chora Adin of Sheila Shalom. What about Sheila Shalom on Shabbos? So over here, the Mechaber in Sif Gimel points out that the Chora we have over here a Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi leaves us up to Minag HaMakom, that there are places that they were noheg that the avel on Shabbos would say Sheila Shalom to other people. He would wish them Shabbat Shalom. he would say good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom. Maybe good Shabbos would be okay because you don't have the Shalom. But he would say to them even Shabbat Shalom, and because otherwise it would be a problem of Avelus Befarhesia on Shabbos. And there were other places where the Avel did not say. So the Eitzah of the Yesher Chaim is L'Hitchamek, that the Avel should leave Shul a bit earlier on Shabbos. It's sometimes difficult because the Avel wants to say Kaddish, right? But if there are announcements in Shul, right? So in my Shul, so I just asked them to make the announcements, instead of making the announcements before Enkel Okeinu, that when I was the week of Shiva, I asked the Gabbai, would you mind making the announcements after Davening? And Bentayim, I snuck out of Shul. Because, again, it's unclear exactly what the minhag is nowadays in terms of Shabbos, so it's better not to be involved in the issue. But that's the Machaber over here. Sif Gimel Makom Shenagu Liot Shalom B'Shalom Avelim B'Shabbos Shoalim. Because of a Rambam, Do Avel Nosen Shalom L'Chol Adam B'Shabbos U'Mechal Dvarim Shebefarhesia. But this is something which is unclear. Okay. Sif Shin Pei Vav Atifas Harosh Be'Evel. Again, we work off of the psukim that we have by Yechezkel. So Yechezkel was told, and the Gemara is again on Daf Tesvav and Med Aleph, Midekamarei Rachmano Yechezkel Lo Ta'ate Al Safam Michlal Do Kulei Alma Asire. Over here, the language of the tour is very, very helpful. That the tour in Siman Shin Pei Vav works off of the Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam. The Ramban is the classic work on Hilchos Avelus. That this din of Atifas HaRosh really has two stages. Perush, sheyechase rosho, velo tehe rosho magula, and then, v'amashmuel kol atifa, sheina katifas yishme'elim, eina atifa. Namely, that the pasuk has two parts, lo ta'ate, al safam. So the Ramban understands, lo ta'ate means that you should not go begili rosh, that the avil dafka should have a kisui rosh, and then al safam, he should have dafka the kisui rosh of the yishme'elim, who cover the upper part of the face until one's mustache. The Ramban is in the Torah Sa'adam on page Resh Pei Beis. I'm sorry. Just 1 second, right now. Sorry, Kuf Pei Beis. On page Kuf Pei Beis. Avil Asur Batifas Harosh. So he points out Perush Atifas Harosh, Kisui Harosh. And then, on top of that, we have the Al Safam. Limdu Shetzarach Shiyisatef Rosh Vizakan Ad Gabe Dikna. To cover the area until you begin to have a beard. The Ramah points out that, and so that's, you know, once you see it in the Torah, you can read it into the Mechaber. Avil Asur Batifas Harosh Dahainu Shiyachase Rosho. And then the Achzor Kitsaso Al Piv V'Al Rosh Hachotem. The Ramah points out over here V'Yesh Omrim De'Ein Nohagim B'Medinos Elu B'Atifa. He quotes Tosfos in Moed Katan on Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph points out that in Ashkenaz this Atifas Harosh fell off, and Tosus explains, "Yesh li tein ta'am b'atifas harosh shelo hayamevi kim lidei schok inyan atifas yishme'elim." That in Ashkenaz atifas yishme'elim was unheard of, and so it would bring the goyim, even the servants in the house would laugh at the avelim, and so there was a lack of kavod habrios, and therefore this minhag. This nihuk avelus fell off in Ashkenaz, and so the Ramah says v'chein aminhag pashut ve'ein lahachmir l'shanos kama shelo nahagu b'ma shelo nahagu avoseinu. And so one shouldn't try to have it re-enter the world of Nehugi Avelus, once the Gedolim and Ashkenaz decided that this Nehugi Avelus should fall off. What then should one do? Is there any sort of a zecher for Atifas Harosh? So here we have three deos. The dea of the Shach and the Taz, Alatar, Yesham Shein Noagin, says the Shach, Nesha Mevi Lidei Schok Godol Menov Dei Kochavim Vavodim Ushvacho Shebeneinu, Miu Yesh Linhog Batifa Ktsas, Dahaino Limshoch Kova Lamata Lefdei Ha'inayim. And there are individuals nowadays who dafka would wear a hat, you know, with the brim would cover, they would wear the hat sort of up front, that the brim would cover over their eyes. And ech shelo yiyeh, this is not atifas hayishma'ilim, but it is a partial kiyum. You have the kisui harosh, and you have a partially the yated, not al safam, but partially. The Aruch HaShulchan says, V'nachon, he says, what were they mevatel? We pointed out that the Torah and the Mechaber, according to Ramban, says that there are two tzvei dinim in Atifas Harosh. Firstly, Shiyachase Harosh, and secondly, ad, in other words, until Al Safam. The Atifas Yishmeilim is a second halacha, but the Kisui Harosh, that a person can keep very easily. Simply, he should put his hat on while he's sitting Shiva. The same way that he put his hat on for Birkas HaMazon, the same way he put his hat on for davening, so he could put his hat on while he's sitting Shiva, and that way he would be able to be mekayim the beginning of Atifas HaRosh, that first step of the lo ta'ateh, of the that you shouldn't have a rosh yachasit parua. Yes.
Does this have to be dafka ahead, or could this even be the general?
So then, again, the Nihug Avelus is to do something that would show that you're an Avel. And so showing that you're an Avel would be a unique form of Kisui Harosh. So since normally when in your own home you don't wear a hat, so except for specific times or occasions, that the Aruch HaShulchan felt would be the Atifas Harosh of Zmanenu. No one's going to laugh at you if you're wearing a hat when you're an Avel. You don't have to put the hat down over your eyes. Just wear a hat. That already alone is enough. However, the Chachmas Adam and the Gesher Chaim say we take the Ramah literally. You just this world of Atifas HaRosh has been erased in the world of Ashkenaz, not to do anything at all in this area. Okay, so there are those who are the Noeg. I guess the world is Noeg like the Gesher Chaim. There are those who are Machmir like the Shach and the Taz, and there are those who are Noeg like the Aruch HaShulchan. To have one of the two stages of Atifas HaRosh. Siman Shin Pei Zayin Din Kfiyas Hamita. Avel Chayev B'Kfiyas Hamita. Here, the Makar is not so much from Sukim in Yecheskel. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't tell Yecheskel, don't be called for your Mita. But rather, we have a Braisa. Avel Chayev B'Kfiyas Hamita. It's the bottom one on Moed Kot Tesvavim and Aleph. Moving over to Tesvav and Midbeis. The Tani Bar Kapara, the Must Yukni Nasati Bohen, that I gave mankind, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, a Tzelem Elokim, Uba Avonos Ehem, Hafachtiha. They took this Tzelem Elokim that I gave them, and via the Avonot of Adam HaRishon, they were mema'it in the Tzelem to the degree that Misa entered the world as a result of the chait of Adam HaRishon, kafu mitotehen aleha. So therefore, you should do a zecher that we, mankind, brought about this mavis on ourselves. We overturned HaKadosh Baruch Hu's original intent of our being able to live forever. That's the concept over here, and that's the in the tour. He points out that a person should ain't tamak fia kadeshi it's ta'er. This is not a din of, in other words, of sleeping on a bed which is overturned in order that the avil feel the avelus like sitting on the floor. Shneemar im yoshan al gabi haaretz al gabi amito al chevli amito b'lo matzav v'chulei sheyatzel a taima k'detani bar kapara. the most yukni nasati bechem asekem afachtia yapchu hakomitoseihen. In other words, that this is a zikaron. In other words, that the Gemara is telling us that this is a zecher to remember that we were the ones who brought upon ourselves this onesh or this situation, the status of misa. From the nature of the drasha, right, that this is a din of a zecher, and as we pointed out from the Gemara and Daf Kaf Zayin, that all of the beds in the house have to be turned over, irrelevant of which is the bed of the Avel, we pointed out that this is a din in base Avel as opposed to a din in the Gavra of the Avel. And therefore, that's what's pointed over here in the Shulchan Aruch, the Kfiyas Hamita is not to create a sleeping area for the Avel. Avel chay v'kfiyas Hamita, b'shashena v'achila yoshev amita kfuya, avol kol hayom eno yoshev, afilu amita kfuya, el al gabe karka. Namely, this was not meant to be the locus of the Avel, that the bed was turned over, that this is where the Avel should sleep and eat, etc. But rather, the Avel should be al gabe karka. It's a din in the base Avel, not in the gavra of the Avel. Here also, as we saw in Shimon Shin Pei Vav, but as opposed to there, it was a Ramoah, here it's already the Machaber, v'achshav lo nohagu b'kfiya samita, mipnei sheyomru ha'ovdei kochavim shehi machshefut v'od she'en amitot shelanu asuyot kemitot shelahen kedei sheyei nikar behen ha'kfiya. So again, here we have the Machaber already quoting Tosfos on Daf Kof Aleph Amud Aleph, two reasons why kfiya samita was mitbatel. Okay, so there's no kfiya samita, and so this is not a zikaron bebeit avel. But what is clear from the Machaber? Where does the avel sit? Al gabe karka. What's the source of that? Where do we find that an avel sits al gabe karka? So fascinatingly, in our shas, we don't have a source. But our shas is missing, according to many Rishonim, a line. That on daf kaf ches amud beis, we have a Gemara that quotes from Sefer Iyov. Amarav, very well known Gemara, Amarav Yochanan, this is about 8 lines from the bottom, and Daf Kafchas Amud Beis, Moikatan, Ein Menachem in Rashayin Lomar Dover at Sheyiftacha Avel. That one goes to a Shiva house, one shouldn't begin to talk, one should allow the Avel to begin the conversation if he wants to. Shenemar Acharechen Pasach Iyov et Pihu. That Iov was in Avelus over the loss of his children and his own pain, and so when the Chaverim came, they waited silently until Iov began, and only then did they respond. So in the Shas of Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif and the Rosh, there was a statement preceding this statement, which reads as follows: Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Minayin lo avel sheno rashai leishev al gabe hamita el al gabe karka, shenemar vayeshvu ito laaretz. Exactly, in other words, right, the perek before. The Gemara quotes Iyov perek Gimel. In Iyov perek Beis, so we have the concept of vayeshvu ito laaretz. This already is a din in the Gavra of the Avel, and this is what's brought over here in Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph, that the Avel is Yoshev Al Gabe Karka. What does Al Gabe Karka mean? So here again we have a three-way Machlokes Achronim. The Shach in Sif Katan Aleph points out, Mikomakom, even though there's no din of Pias Hamita, also Oleshev Al Gabe Safsal, O Karimuksatot, Kiim, Al gabe karka. Literally, the avel should sit on the floor. Im lo cholev zaken sheyesh lehem tzar bi yeshiva al gabe karka mutarim lohasim karkat on tachtav. If the avel is able to, he should sit on the karka. If he's unable to because of illness or age, so then he could sit on a small pillow. But in other words, he doesn't have to sit. He could stand if he wants to. He can walk if he wants to. But he can't sit on anything other than the karka or this small pillow. Rabbi Kiva Eger Alatar says agave karka umuter latzia kar muksatot ala karka velishad aleihem. That the Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that even an avil who is not a chola or a zaken can sit on a pillow as long as the pillow is tzamud to the ground. However, that which is mekubal in most of the, and that's the way the Sfardim sit without any question. However, what's mekubal in most of the Ashkenazi world is found in the Orach HaShulchan Alatar and the Gesher HaChayim, that one is allowed to sit in a low chair. The Orach HaShulchan quotes a fascinating makar. He quotes a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi dafka is the beginning of the third parak of Brachos, beginning of the parak of Misha Meso Muta Lefanov. Yerushalmi is medayik in the pasuk says Vayeshvu ito la'aretz al ha'aretz lo ksivkan ela la'aretz davar hasamuch la'aretz. And then there was that the pasuk itself implies that they sat close to the ground. What is considered to be close to the ground? So you realize that there are different dayot. The Gesher HaChayim points out that the kisei should be within a tefach of the ground. A lot of poskim say within three tefachim. It's brought in the Darkei Tshuva Alatar, in the Pnei Baruch. That's like in the world of Lavud. That's considered to be La'aretz. So we have over here a number of permutations for the world of Aretz. But what do we do with the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that this din of La'aretz is not only for the Avil? The Shulchan Aruch paskins al gabe ha'karka v'chein ha'menachamim einam rashaim leishev ela al gabe karka. Who is being spoken of in Sefer Eov? The chaverim sat la'aretz, not only Eov. And so what happened to that halacha that the menachamim should also sit on the low chairs, on the pillows, on the ground? So the Tosfos over there, I'm sorry, the Tosfos, yeah. No, I'm sorry, it's not the to, no, it's the Shach al-Atar. The Shach al-Atar quotes the Drisha on the tour. Raksha ha-menachemim etzlo tzarech leishev al-gabe karka. Miu ha-menachemim yoshev al-gabe safsal de mistama mochil lohu. That we assume that there's mechila on the, in other words, to sit al-gabe karka is to show an identification with the other. And we assume that there's mechila from the perspective of the avel. Okay, so in terms of the mitot, we're not kofe. The avel sits on the karka, one of the permutations that we spoke about. By the menachemim, they sit on regular chairs, the avel is mochel. Where does the avel sleep? So the shach says, agabe karka. In other words, that's what's mashma from the drasha in the Gemara. In other words, he sits on the karka, he sleeps on the karka. However, the Pisrei Tshuva Alatar points out, Pisrei Tshuva Shin Pei Zayin Sif Katan Beis, Ayin Ber Heite B'Shem Hashach Do Avel Osr Lishan Agabe Mita. However, Ayin B'Tshuva Sadoni Avi Zekeni, the grandfather of the Pisrei Tshuva, Panem Meiros, Cholek Alzeh, and we pass like the Panamiras. The Gilgan Marsha also Alatar points out Kishirotza Lishan Ayin Shuvas Panamiros Vehelo De Ein LaHachmir Bekach, that even though it appears in the language of the even though the Shach Paskins that one sleeps on the ground as appears from the Drasha, but we Paskin that the Avel sleeps in his bed. Okay, we have, and you'll understand in a minute why I'm bringing this down currently, we have a custom of covering the mirrors in a house of an avel. Again, not only the mirror in the room of the avel, but anywhere in the house of the avel, we cover the mirrors, or we put Windex on the mirrors. We, you know, you put sort of a fog on them that they can't be used as mirrors. What is the makar of such a custom? It's not brought over here in Shulchan Aruch, So here we have a three-way machlokes achronim. Rav Ovadia is quoted by his son in the Yalkut Yosef on page Kuf Kaf Aleph as understanding that since normally there is a tefillah, the base Avel, that's where the Avel davens, that's an ilui for the neshama of the niftar, and we know that you shouldn't have mirrors in a shul, that you shouldn't be davening in front of a mirror, that at least it be viewed as though you're davening to yourself, that you're bowing down to your own image. So therefore, any place where the Avel could possibly daven in his house, you should cover the mirrors. Namely, that would, you know, in the bathroom there'd be no need to cover the mirror. And if it's a house of an Avel where they're not davening, let's say the only women sitting Shiva, and there's not going to be a tefillah there, so Rav Ovadia says there's no need to cover the mirrors. The Kolbo Shel Avelus brings down that. The Kolbo Shel Avelus is a fascinating book that came out in America very, very early. Minhagi Avelus existed in America since the immigration to America. It came out in the early 1900s and was basically the classic work until it was it was replaced by Rabbi Lam's Jewish way of mourning, and then by the Pnei Baruch halachos of mourning. It was simply replaced because books came out in English, and no one in America understood Hebrew any longer, except for the rabbis, and they also used English. Yes.
According to Rabbi Ovadia, let's say they know they're in the living room, dining room. Does that apply that even in a different room, a different
could be that if there was a bedroom, certainly not going to daven in, then there's no need. In other words, he said it's purely a din of tefillah. So the Kolbo quotes that reason of tefillah, and also quotes that many times the mirror brings a person to a level of simcha, that it appears there are more people in the house than actually there are. That makes people a bit happier, and we'll see later on that an avel is usher in simcha. And then he quotes a chasam sofer. The chasam sofer says this links in with our siman. He quotes, the Chasam Sofer quotes the Yerushalmi and Moed Katan in the third perek, that the reason for Kfiyas Hamita is because the Avel is Aser in Tashmish Hamita, and so this will remind the Avel that there is not going to be Tashmish Hamita. And so since the mirror, we know, was also a tool to make the woman attractive for Tashmish Hamita, this, the Maros Hatzovos, Rashi quotes, the Moshe didn't want to accept them for the Binyan HaMishkan because they were used to bring about intimacy in Mitzrayim. So for the reason that one turns over the bed to remind the individual of the Yisra of Tashmish Hamita, that's the reason that the mirrors are covered. That's what's brought in the Sefer Kolbo. The Rav, this is well known, said no. It goes back to our Gemara. You have to come on to a Yerushalmi of Tashmish Hamita. We saw that our Sukkah says, what's the reason for Kfiyas Hamita? It's to remind an individual that originally he was a Tzelem Elokim, and there was a Haficha of the Dmut. Namely, the purpose of Kfiyas Hamita is to lower the importance of the human condition. That we lowered our status. And so the minhag is to cover the mirror, that we should not see ourselves. We should feel that we have been lowered by this avelus. It introduces a sense of our finiteness. And hu hadin, says the Rav, that's why the minhag in America is also not only to cover mirrors, but to cover portraits. To cover portraits of individuals, oil paintings of individuals. That also is to lower the demut dukni in the base of veil. Has nothing to do with tefillah, nothing to do with tashmish hamita. We're dealing over here taking the reason of the Bavli and using it in terms of those of those aspects of a house that would tend to raise the human condition, that would put the human condition on a pedestal like a portrait or a mirror, to dafka to cover those. Okay, so the covering of the mirror and the covering of the pictures is our kiyum of kfiyas hamita. It's not, it's simply moving over to the change in terms of culture. We don't, you know, it's the, our mita does no longer serves that function, but the mirror and the portraits serve the function of raising the image of man, and so therefore dafka we cover them. Okay, that's what we have over here in terms of kfiyas hamita. Siman Shin Pei Chet, we learned. Shin Pei Tet, we're moving over Avil Aser Bekvisas Ksuso Ubegihutz, Shin Tzadi Giluach Srika, etc. We're moving over to Shloshim. Huadin Shin Pei Aleph, Shin Pei Bet. We're dealing with dinim that apply for all of the Shloshim. So let's just skip to Siman Shin Tzadi Gimel. Let's again try to do first all the dinim of Shiva. And then, believe that the next time we'll move over to the world of Shloshim. The world of Shloshim includes Shiva, but it goes beyond. Okay, so we're dealing now with those nihugim that apply dafka during Shiva. Matai ha'avel asur latzeis mi beito. We pointed this out already, that we have an iser of leaving the home, so there shouldn't be a hesech hadas for the avelus. Avel gimel yomim rishonim eno yotze. Even lebeis avel or lebeis hakfaros, we pointed out just as we have a concept of gimel yamim by malacha, so also we have a concept of gimel yamim by this osur yitzia, let's say spin habayis, that this is considered to be. We gave two reasons, but the main reason is the gimel abechi, that even within the shiva we have two stages of shiva, and the more intense stage is the first 3 days. However, the Mechaber mentions in Halacha Beis, Avol Shavua HaRishon, still we have the din of Eino Yosei Pesach Beiso, namely, after the first 3 days, you could already go to a Levaya, you could already go to Menachem another Avel, but you shouldn't go out, Afil Lishmoa Brachos Birkos Chupa O Birkos Hamila. And what the Shach over here explains is that even though, why would a person go to hear Birkas Kupa or Birkas Hamila? It would be Gmilas Chesed that he would, like Benji Levine spoke about yesterday, right? Gathering people for Levayas is Gmilas Chesed. So you would want to be Gomel Chesed. The Avel is not even allowed to go out for Gmilas Chesed. Again, the first 3 days, he can't even go to another Levaya, which we would think would not be so much of a Hesach Hadas. The last 4 days, he can go to a Levaya, he can go to Menachem Avel, but he can't go out to any other Gmilut Chesed. Okay, the in Sif Beis, what we find is a brisa on Daf Kaf Gimel Amid Aleph, which speaks about a certain progression for the first month of Avelut. Tana Rabbanan Avel Shabbos Rishona Eino Yotzei in Pesach Beiso Shnia Yotzei Veino Yoshe B'Mekomo Shlishis Yotzei B'Mekomo Veino Medabe Revius Harehu Kechol Adam. That it starts off with not leaving one's house, and then you can leave, but you have to sit differently. V'chulei v'chulei. What is considered to be this Shavua Rishon? So if one looks in the tour. The tour brings a daya that the Shabbos Rishon ends. I'm sorry. Ends on Shabbos. Namely, if someone began sitting Shiva on Thursday, so the Shabbos Rishon is Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. And then you're ready, you move over into Shabbos Shnia. But if Moshe has a tshuva, in Yoredeya Chelok Beis, Kuf Ayin Beis, that which the tour speaks about is true in terms of the second week, the third week, the fourth week. We're talking about weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Shabbos. But the first week means Shiva. Namely, that we have this din of Shiva, that an Avel shouldn't leave his house. The first 3 days even to go to Levaya. The rest of the Shiva, not just the rest of the week until Shabbos, one can't even go out to do mitzvos of Gemilus Chasadim. What about going out to shul? Is an Avo allowed to go out to shul? So here the Mechaber in Sif Gimel distinguishes between Yemei Chol and Shabbos. So Avil Eino Yotzei B'chol Lebeit HaKneset, Avil B'Shabbos Yotzei. V'Anu Noagim B'chol Yom Kriyas HaTorah Yotzei Lebeit HaKneset. So the Mechaber first distinguishes between weekdays and Shabbos, and then he moves over to say that the Avel would also be allowed to leave his home in order to be able to hear Kriyas HaTorah. The Ber HaGola Alatar points out that the Avel's going to the Beit HaKneset on Shabbos is the source of our minhag. If you look in the Ber HaGola with a little parentheses with a little circle inside, haminhag is a nichnas avil a beis hakneses kodem tefilas arvis hazakenim omnim alav a pesach beis hakneses vahulam b'shtei shirot lenachamo v'chulei. Namely, that we have a public nichum avelim when the avil comes to shul. The hamak, in other words, that every shul has a slightly different minhag, but in America generally the avil will remain in an anteroom for Kabbalah Shabbos, and then right before Baruch Hu or before Bamei Madlikin, there'll be a clap on the bima, and the Avel will come into Shul, and everyone will say Hamakom Yinachei Meschem. This is the Avel's leaving the house of Nichum Avelim for Nichum Avelim in the context of the Shul. But what's unclear over here from the Mechaber is what does the Avel do if he has no minyan in his house? Namely, the assumption is that an Avel has a minyan in his house, and therefore he should daven in his home, unless he needs to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Doesn't have a Torah in his house, he should go to shul. And Shabbos, he should go to shul. What if he doesn't have a minyan in his house? So Rabbi Akiva Eger points out, V'im hu Avel al ha'av ve'em v'i'ev shar le'asof minyan, tzorech iyun im muter leila chabet ha'kneset, V'lomar Kaddish. Namely, we have such a principle of the fact that the Avel should not leave his house during the week of Shiva, that he raises a question: what if by remaining in the house, the Avel won't have a minyan? He won't be able to say Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu. He won't be able to lead the davening. What should he do? So Rabbi Akiva Eger leaves it as a question. The Pischei Tshuva quotes a Machlokes Achronim. Pischei Tshuva. Sifkatan Beis points out Ayin Chachmas Adam Kosev Dezer Alpimashe Kosev Mitzvah Lispalo Beis Avil. Therefore, he shouldn't leave his house. Im Kain Miyesham Asara. Then that makes sense. Avol Makom Sheyefshar Lichnof Asara VeYisbatel Alzemi Hakadosh Kedusha Baruchu. Right, that occasionally, let's say the Niftar lived in some town in California where there is no minyan, and his son is a Baal Tshuva, he goes back to the Beis Avel, but there's no minyan there. So the Chachmas Adam says, Muter Lelech, Avo Magen Avraham, Mashmadim Ispalo B'Yachidi. We have a Machlokes Achronim on this matter. The Pnei Baruch points out that the minhag is that if the Avel has a minyan in his house, certainly he should remain in his house. But if he doesn't have a minyan in his house, then he should go to shul. The minhag is that he should go to shul in order to be able to be mezakeh the niftar with leading the tefillah, kaddish, kedusha, baruch hu, etc. Okay. The question is, are there any other heterim for an avel to leave his house aside from the desire to daven with a minyan? So if we go back to Sif Beis, the Ramah points out Mihu, he quotes Trumas Hadeshin, Hamekel Ratzes Balayim Nehatzorech Kohifsid. That there is a heter of Tzorech. What's the example that he gives of Tzorech? So he gives two examples. Vahada Asr Ratzes Chutzmi Beiso Hainu Dafka Gatayel Ogamaso Maton Okadome. The Avil shouldn't leave his house for jogging. He shouldn't leave his house to go to the Makolet to buy milk. That's what's Asr. That's a Hesach Hadas. Avo Im Shalach HaMoshel Acharav. But if he's being subpoenaed by the Moshel and is not showing up, could be could have consequences that would be quite severe. Otzarech leilech baderech al gushar dvar matzrichim lo harbe kemo davar ha'aved mutar lo lotzes. namely that under dire circumstances the Avel would be allowed to leave. Those are the two examples of the Rama. But Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he gives other examples that he views as examples of Tzorech. It's in Yeredeya Chelek Beis, Siman Kuf Ayin Beis. And he gives a classic example. Let's say that you have a family sitting Shiva, and there aren't enough beds in the house for everyone. Would one be allowed to leave the Shiva home to sleep elsewhere? He's sitting Shiva, all the children gather in the house where the father had lived. This is one of those shuvas that he wrote to Rav Greenblatt in Memphis. And so Rav Moshe Paskins, he quotes the Chachmas Adam, that one would be allowed to sleep in one's own home, that would be a heter, and points out that is even in a case not only where there is no bed for him, but even lechein barer shemasha chachmas adam isa shemutarim b'gaila leilech lishon bebeseihem haynu letzorech dafka v'hatzorech efshe shu lefiha adam sheyesh b'nei adam shein yicholen lishon memakom acher shel hurgulu shegam ze ulai nechshav tzorech. That if a person is used to sleeping in his bed, he doesn't like to sleep in other people's homes, and particularly it's during Shiva, he needs to have a good night's sleep to be able to deal with the whole setting of Shiva, that would be considered to be a heter for Tzorech. What Moshe points out is that under these circumstances where a person would want to go home and sleep in his own bed, he should listen to the advice of the Trumas Hadeshim that Hamekil Latzeis Balayla, that he should not go in the middle of the afternoon to his home, but at night. In the middle of the afternoon, it's likely that he's going to meet other people outside. There's going to be a Hesach Hadas. That after the Menachemim leave, late at night, when the streets are relatively deserted, that's when he should go home, after Kol HaRegel Menashuk, and he should not have a Hesach Hadas from his Avelus. Rav Avadya gives another example of a heter to leave the house. Let's say that that the Avelus, the base Avel, is in Yerushalayim, and the Avel lives in Petach Tikva, and he wants to go home for Shabbos. He wants to be with his family for Shabbos. Ech shelo yeh, there's not going to be any Nichum Avelum on Shabbos. So Rav Avadya writes that he's allowed to go to another city, even that's considered to be Tzorech, even though he'd be leaving before Laila, clearly, but that also is considered to be enough of a Tzorech to allow him to leave. The Pisrei Tshuva in Sifkatan Zayin gives a very, very beautiful example of sensitivity. In the second line of the Pisrei Tshuva, Sifkatan Zayin, Kosev Oda Berheta B'Shem Shvus Yaakov, Bi'echad Shemesa Lo Achoso. Someone's sister passed away, v'nohag shiva, and so he's sitting shiva for his sister. U'betoch hashiva ba aviv min haderech, and the father is not aware that his daughter passed away, and he's coming to town. And normally, whenever he comes to town, the son is the one who greets him at the airport, greets him at the train station. So lo yada adai misas bito, mutar livno latzeit likrato betoch shiva. So out of a chesed to the father, the son would be allowed to put on shoes, change his shirt, go meet his father, in order that the father not be aware of the shiva if this would be difficult for him. So I can just be meid that this is Maaseh Rav. I pointed out to you that the year that I learned Moed Katan by Rav Soloveitchik was the year that he had, unfortunately, a triple avelut of his mother, and then his brother, and then his wife. So when he sat shiva for his mother, he sat shiva, his mother lived in Washington Heights, around the corner from the yeshiva. So he sat shiva there. That's where I mentioned Rav Hutner and Professor Lieberman came to be Menachem Avel. His brother also had an apartment in New York, but by the time the brother died, that was already, his mother died, after Sukkot. By the time the brother died, it was already December, and his wife had terminal cancer, and his wife was in a hospital in Boston. So he sat Shiva in the hallway of the hospital in Boston, and whenever his wife called him, she had like a little bell that she would call him, he would excuse himself, put on shoes, change his shirt, and go into his wife's room. She was not aware that he lost his brother. He was afraid that that would depress her, that, you know, she knew his brother very well. And so he didn't want to tell her that his brother had passed away. So that's, you know, I remember going up to Boston to be menachem him, and, you know, it was sort of like in this room, like a little, at the end of the hallway, that there he sat Shiva on a little pillow, and when he heard the bell, so he said, excuse me, put on his shoes, changed his shirt, went into his wife. So this is what's brought over here in the name of the Shavuos Yaakov, that he left his Shiva in order to, you know, for the sensitivity of the Tzorech, which is spoken about over here. Okay, just one more halacha which is found in the world of Shiva before we move over to the worlds of Shloshim, and that is that in the progression that we find in the Braisa on Daf Kaf Gimel, it says the first week one shouldn't leave one's home. The second week, one is allowed to leave one's home, but one shouldn't sit b'mekomo. So the Gesher HaChaim points out that the Chachmas Adam says that l'chora, it's clear over here that this din of lo yeshev b'mekomo, from the context of the Braisa, has nothing at all to do with a seat in shul. This is wherever his makom happened to be. Be it in his home, be it in his office, wherever this person had a makom, he should for a period of a week not sit there. However, it morphed into a halacha dafka in a shul. Va'achshav noagin shein yoshvim makom on kol shloshim alav ve'imo kol yud beis chodesh ve'ein lamak l'minhag hazeh ikar. I'm reading the Ramah. Mikol makom ein l'shanos min haminag ki kol makom l'fi minhago. Namely, that not leaving one's house was the minhag of Shiva, and then a new minhag began of not sitting in one's place in shul for Shoshim al Shar Mesim and for an Alava Ve'imo for an entire year. And the question is, how far does one have to move from his makom, A, and B, what about Shabbos? So in terms of how far one has to move from one's makom, so the Pisrei Tshuva at the end of Sivkaton Zion points out that B'toch Dalad Amos is considered to be one's own makom. So the Avel Meshana Mekomo means to move more than Dalad Amos. That would be considered to be a Shinui makom. The Gesher HaChaim says, no, that the Pisrei Tshuva is working off of the world of Tfila, it's correct, but Shini Makom is not a question of distance as much of it is a question of direction. Namely, Shini Makom means basically to move in shul back from where you normally sit. If you still normally sit in the second row of the shul, move to the third row, the fourth row, move back. If you sit in the back row, then you shouldn't be moving forward. So where do you move? You move to the side, to the left side or to the right side. Namely, that the Iker is that your moving should be a moving that would reflect upon the Avelus, that you're taking a step back from where you had been. So either if it's possible to move towards the back of the shul, even within Dalet Amos, even just to move one row back is considered to be a Shini Makom, according to the Gesher HaChaim, or to move to the side. So many times, I shouldn't say many times, so I've seen by Rabbanim, you know, that for the Rav, if he normally sits mamish in the Mizrach, for him to move back many times would spook the shul. In other words, it would bother them very much that the Rav is not sitting where he is. But generally, there's generally a seat that could be for the Rav, either on the left side of the Bima, or left side of the Aron, or the right side of the Aron. Like in classic American shul, so you would have the rabbi and the president sitting on one side, and the chazan and the vice president sitting on the other side. So the rabbi should just switch places with the chazan. That would be a shini makom of meaning, and that in terms of the shul, they'll get used to it. He's still sitting on the pulpit, still sitting in the mizrach, but he is in his place. What about Shabbos. So in Sif Dalet, that's a machlokes, the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says, "Hanoagim kishem avelim shaloshanos makom v'taknesu b'Shabbos yafahem osin." That we know that there is halacha that one shouldn't have avelos before hesi on Shabbos, and therefore changing the place in shul meant for a weekday davening, not for a Shabbos davening. However, the Ramah says, "Yeshamim shigam b'Shabbos yishanem makomo v'chein haminhag pashut v'ein loshanos ha minhag." And that's the minhag generally of most Ashkenazim, to change their places even on Shabbos. And Rav Moshe Paskin said that way in Yoredeya Chelak Aleph. He quotes both minhagim and points out that the Gra in Tzivkata Yud Aleph brings a raya from a Gemara in Baba Basra that even on Shabbos one should change one's place. The Gesher HaChayim wants to make a pshara that maybe for the four shloshim the avel of v'imo should change the place on Shabbos, and after shloshim no, but you know it's kol makom k'min hago. To the best of my knowledge, in America and also in Eretz Yisrael, the shini makom is for the entire Yud Beis Chodesh for the avel. Okay, this is what we have over here in terms of dinei shiva and permutations of dinei shiva that have come about. And next time we'll go back to Siman Shin Pei Tet, Dine Avel Aser B'Kvisa V'Gihut Yiluach Srika, etc. There's one halacha which is missing that we're going to add in, and that's Rechitza. That even though Midin HaGemara Rechitza is a din of Shiva, however it turned in Mitzad HaMinog to be a din of Shloshim. So we'll deal next time with those dinim of Shloshim and then move over to the dinim of Yud Beis Chodesh. Okay, so next time means a week. Means Thursday, and then next Monday is Yom Tov Sheni, so we'll take a break. So we'll have Blin Neder. We'll learn together Thursday, and then the following Thursday. Okay, with that we should be able to finish.